Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Hey, Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show!
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 397.
Let's see.
From the Dean Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined, as always, by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Michael?
How are you, partner?
I'm not bad. What's going on, Zach? You losing it already?
So, I don't know whenever the intro is going on. Yeah, since you guys are Big East guys, there's a video going around on Twitter right now. It says Villanova has an admission rate of 25%, but an elevated court has these kids shook, and it's a whole bunch of kids trying to take the court, and they all keep falling down.
Oh, jeez. Because the court is above. Yeah, that's funny. Zach's bringing the multimedia into the episode early here. What's going on, Mike? How you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Happy Halloween. Did you dress up today?
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, great.
Right. So, yeah. You went trick-or-treating, got your candy?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How about you, Zach?
No.
What was your daughter dressed up as?
So her and my wife went as Boo and Mike Wazowski.
Oh, very nice. So were you part of it, or you just
No.
So Georgina was Elsa, and Georgina Jr. was a ghost. So just the classic like bed sheet over the head, just walking around. She wanted to be a ghost, so that was that. I sat on the porch in my Adirondack chair, drinking Narragansetts and handing out candy to people.
Oh, so your wife does the duty?
Yeah, she walked around the neighborhood, and then I handed out the candy. I had the music playing. I had like my Bluetooth speaker in the window playing music, and it was playing. I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Did you just play it on a loop?
Oh no, I had that. I had Thriller. It was just like a Halloween playlist.
Do all the miserable adults walk around just getting sloshed?
Yeah, there's.
I was the only one not drinking when I was walking roadie this evening.
There was one group like 10, 12 kids and a bunch of parents, and they had like a wagon with a cooler in it. They were bringing around with all the drinks going around the neighborhood. So that was like the party group.
Now, do you do the whole showing off the kids? Do you bring the weasels to grandma's house and stuff, or is that you don't do that?
No, my sister came over with the boys though. Early, they came by in their costumes, but we did that, and then I did the full bars this year. I went all out. I got the full size candy bars.
Oh, you're one of those, huh?
Yeah.
You got to show everybody up. You know the doctor.
Make your neighbors feel bad.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's Dr. Aruda over there. They've got a lot of money.
Kids are running down the driveway. Look, I got a full size Snickers.
You're one of those now. I never figured you to be the big time eyebrow.
That's being called being generous.
I'll tell you, when I was a kid, I hated candy, but my two favorite things that I got, I used to get a quarter from like these old people. That was fantastic.
A quarter? Like 25 cents?
A quarter. Yeah, 25 cents. Yeah, it was fantastic. And then I got somebody else would pass out like a pack of baseball cards.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh. Like a legit 15 count of Donruss, like an 86 Donruss. Yeah. Yes. That's it was nice. Fantastic.
Get like a Jeff Bagwell rookie in there. You're all set. Good to go. I liked candy. I don't really love it now, but getting the full, like, I love Snickers still. That's probably my favorite one, especially if you put them in the freezer for a little bit.
You know what's weird? What do you equate Snickers to?
I don't know.
Caddyshack.
Snick, No, Snickers is a baby golf caddy. Snickers is a golf course bar. The guys on the golf course, I don't know if you get protein from the nuts, but always whenever we'd make the turn and the guys would buy me stuff, they'd always get like Snickers and
yes, because the golf cart girl always has Snickers, like the beverage cart.
Oh, and they're like half the because you get them frozen, yes, and then put them in your bag. That's right.
Because I would always like if you're playing golf and you didn't have anything to eat yet. The
you want to just get a little sugar around.
you get a Bud Light and a Snickers bar. You know they're gonna have Snickers. Like you're not gonna ask for a Three Musketeers. You have to ask for Snickers. That's the most common one.
I don't think a Three Musketeers would freeze well either.
No, because it's all the nougat. Yeah, you got that caramel, makes it hard. You get the crunch out of it.
I gotta tell you know how my PC is broken.
Yes.
I have to get a new switch to turn it on. So I'm using my wife. She's got a new laptop.
Yeah.
I'm downloading all my Disney videos onto this. She's going to lose it.
Oh, you're going to slow it down.
Because I'm clearing space so that because I got my big shades of green, my big gentleman golf game. So I got to clear space. So I'm downloading. She's going to lose her mind with all I have. Created a folder and everything.
You're going to terabytes of stuff going on. It could be worse. Other husbands would be like downloading worse stuff on the computer. You got Disney videos going on.
And I looked at the first one. It's a room review at the Dolphin.
Oh yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. So that could be potentially up on YouTube at some point. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff I have to dump. I just have to now. I got to transfer my editing software though. What have you been editing?
I downloaded something called Mojave,
because you always only use the cheap stuff. Because every time you throw a video, it says edited by, and like you just have that stupid logo that takes up half the screen.
So that was on my phone. I downloaded that, and then I finally unlocked it. I spent like $10 to unlock it to get rid of the watermark.
Oh, that watermark was so annoying. It was during your breakfast over at Out of Animation.
Viral video is the name. That's still a good video, though, isn't it?
Edited by the free software. Yeah, gee, yeah. Thanks, freaking watermark over your melon.
That's all upgraded since then.
You know, though, we've actually dumped quite a bit of money into this production, and we still don't beg for
way more than we should.
A few hundred bucks. I'd say, what, $300-$500 a year?
I wouldn't go that.
Yeah, GoDaddy. I just renewed all my GoDaddy, the email, all that stuff. Plus, you pay for this.
That's true. This thing
that we have.
Money. Yeah, that's a good point. Good
thing for all your Patreons supporters.
Yes, all our Patreons on the Doug Willing level. That's the $10 a month level.
He is a good contributor. Sue's probably going to say, are you giving those guys money?
I don't think she listens anymore. You're in the clear.
She doesn't listen. Nobody listens.
No, that's very true. The only people that listen come on as guests, and that ruins our downloads that week.
I mean, we used to at least get the sympathy from your families. Remember, we'd have your mom and dad in two separate rooms, so we had two separate downloads.
That's gone. My wife needs to listen. She doesn't listen anymore. At least Susie never listened.
She never, not from day one.
Never crossed her mind to listen. Which is fine. That's fair. She's the smartest one of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You have anything you want to talk about here, or should we take our break? I know we got a lot to get into.
We have a lot to talk about.
All right. Well, let's take our break because we got Zach. In case we didn't formally introduce you, Zach is going to go over a trip review with us here. He was supposed to be on after his cruise review, but he moved his house in the meantime. So
we had to I think he was on the Diz Unplug, but he doesn't want to talk about that.
Oh, is that right? He went on Be Our Guest with Mike Rahman. Is that his name? Did I get that right?
Mike Rahman. Yeah. Oh, we're going to talk about the new Star Wars rooms that are $850. Oh, that sounds all the food that you get are fantastic. Have you had the green milk?
Oh, is he a cheerleader too?
Oh, one of the biggest. He's right up there with Lou. Oh.
But he never pretended not to be, in his defense.
Who, Lou?
I didn't realize how short Lou is. He's 5'3".
Very short. I've always heard that.
All those goons are walking around here on the first.
Well, we'll get into that after this break. So let's take a little break and we'll come back. You can talk trash about all the Disneyverse people. We'll be right back.
Walt Disney World is a tribute to the philosophy and the life of Walter Elias Disney, and to the talents, the dedication, and the loyalty of the entire Disney organization that made Walt Disney's dream come true. May Walt Disney World bring joy and inspiration and new knowledge to all who come to this happy place. A magic kingdom where the young at heart of all ages can laugh and play and learn together. Dedicated this 25th day of October, 1971.
All right, that was an abrupt ending. We're back for break here.
Holy Christ. My head's like shaking. That was very abrupt.
I didn't realize.
Put a lot of time into the production this week, huh?
Well, I had it a few weeks ago, and I didn't preview the audio. Well, what am I supposed
don't
to
you
do?
Have like, you have like a thing down, don't you, to turn down, to just bring it down a little bit?
What am I going to fade out? Roy,
yes,
in the middle of a sentence.
Yes, see you, Roy.
Yes. Come you on, faded Roy. Out, Pudge.
I thought I did.
Oh, this is
very abrupt.
That was awful. the magic of Walt.
I can put it back on your plate, Bill, if you prefer. If you're gonna criticize, you're not allowed to criticize.
I think it's almost to the point where you're sabotaging it. It's not even like you're getting lazy. I think you're completely to the point where you're sabotaging it, where I have to step in.
We'll never know. That's possible. I'll neither confirm nor deny that.
Holy Christ.
That was very abrupt, wasn't it?
That's a staticky. What the hell is he doing here? Trying to make it sound.
That was the dedication speech of the Magic Kingdom. Roy Disney. Anyway, so this week on the podcast, we have Zach, and you are there for the 50th.
That's correct, yep. Yep.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. You did your cruise, and then you went to Walt Disney World. You stayed at the Contemporary for that?
No, we stayed at Saratoga Springs.
Oh, I don't know.
We spent a little bit of time just over at Contemporary.
Maybe.
But, yeah, we stayed at Saratoga Springs.
How do you like it over there?
Talk to me about that. Did you stay? Did you do the studio?
We had a one bedroom.
Oh, you dirty bastard! Really?
Yeah,
the new refurb one with the hardwoods floor. Oh, yes.
Yep.
Do you like Saratoga, or is it
kind
of you just do it for the lower points?
No, well, it was lower points, but I do like it. I like that and Old Key West. I don't mind being away from the parks.
I consider that to be a plus at this stage of my life, actually.
But also the fact that, I mean, there were a couple nights where we just walked to Disney Springs. So I mean, just walked to it. So that was really nice. But no, I really enjoyed Saratoga. I mean, the grounds there are awesome.
The grounds are fantastic. The pools are fantastic. That place is so underrated. People dump all over Saratoga.
So we were in the paddock section. And the paddock, if you want to even call it a quiet pool, has its own bar and quick service at it. So we didn't have to walk over to the main building or anything like that. We were able to stay there. And, I mean, it has a full slide, a kids area. As I joked with my wife and said, it's better than most, like, moderate pools.
That's quieter there too, isn't it? Because it's more spread out and bigger rooms and everything like that.
And I made a comment as well that it seemed like it's a lot of people that go there to not spend a lot of time in the parks. Like they go there to just hang out.
We have totally put that. We've tabled that because we never go to the springs, and I'm like, I just want to stay there for like two or three nights
and just go
and then
the
just hit up the springs. Yes. Mm-hmm. Play golf, because I know that they have a nice, because it's a huge DVC, they have a nice spa.
Yep. Well, it's closed right now still because...
Oh, well, that's only because of COVID. They're going to reopen it. Just like those trains up, the trans operational.
That's because of COVID.
I used to walk at Epcot. That's not a big deal. But for Christ's sakes, the Magic Kingdom, dude. Like, you're basically in Osceola County trying to walk in Magic Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom can be quite a hike too.
Absolutely.
I don't know Hollywood Studios. I don't know what the new parking lot, if it's further or closer, but I know that that used to not be too bad. But with the new parking lot, isn't it a further hike now, or is it just as close?
Yeah, because they took a lot of spots. I think they took some spots.
Yeah, where they built the bus stop and all that stuff.
Oh, gotcha. Anyway, so Saratoga, you've stayed there before, but you enjoyed it. The new refurb room was nice.
Yeah, no, it was really nice. It's got that LVT, whatever, fake hardwood floors that go throughout the entire place, which is awesome.
What kind of view did you get?
So we were, I'm trying to think, we were on the first floor. So we didn't have much. We didn't have a patio. I guess we had a patio, but we didn't have a balcony.
Right, gotcha.
We didn't go out there very much, but we actually overlooked, I guess, just garden areas. We didn't overlook any water or anything like that. Our view wasn't the best, but we were on the first floor and it was really close to a bus stop. So,
but do they really have like bad views? I mean, there's a few resorts where I don't mind paying for the view. Like at Pop, you're out of your mind if you're paying for a view because there's no view and you're not sitting on a balcony to begin with. But
no, I mean, we
Saratoga, it looks like everything is a decent view over there.
Oh, right. I would say we probably, if you want to call it, we probably had the worst view you could possibly have, but we were still overlooking like grassy trees and stuff like that. So it wasn't just.
I think the only one that you want to pay for the upgrade is Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Animal Kingdom, yeah.
Because if you get a view of like the roof of the other building when there's literal giraffes and zebras like just hanging out on the other side of the building, you're kind of kicking yourself.
Yeah, like because I got one of the worst views when we went up there right before COVID. But we got such a hell of a deal. We paid like $180 for the night, so I didn't really care. We didn't go to the parks and we just ate and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it up, then, yeah. I mean, if you're going to give me a deal like that, yeah, I don't, I'll pay it and I don't care what kind of view. But, you know, for $50, even $100, I'd definitely take the Savannah view.
Especially on a longer stay, like every day sitting out on the balcony and just seeing like air conditioning units on the top of the building. That's not that great.
We were basically on the roof of the Mara. I mean, it was one of the worst views, but we looked at the pool and it was fine.
Now, did you
Zach, eat I didn't at the, mean to take the did, food away from you.
Did you eat at the Turf Club? Did you eat on Saratoga Springs or not really?
I'm trying to think. We ate the quick serve. We had breakfast at the quick serve one time. We had to-go lunch. It was okay. I mean, it wasn't nothing to write home about. I mean, there's so much more better food over at it Springs. I haven't eaten at Turf Club in probably like 15 years.
We went one time. I actually liked it. I thought it was good.
But yeah, we ate the quick serve, like Artist Point, I think it's called, a couple of times.
Artist Palette,
yeah. And then I had just a couple drinks that was over at the Paddock Pool Bar that I thought were pretty awesome.
You talking cocktails there?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you were.
What do you get? Guy. Are you like Are you a manly man where you get like an old fashioned or Manhattan, or do you get like fruity drinks like me?
Yeah, I'm a frozen fruity drink guy.
Okay, that's good. I like on vacation. That. Yeah. I like to normalize that. There's no reason like why can't.
I don't know.
Why can't like real men like us enjoy like a?
I mean, we're talking. We got two guys who look like offensive tackles, and they're drinking strawberry daiquiris.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't like a Manhattan. I don't like bourbon. I don't like whiskey. So
especially if it's 90 degrees, I don't want something.
Drink what you like.
Yeah, give me a pina colada over a.
I told you, Shula's. I said, "What is like the man like a typical man drink at a steakhouse?" And they brought me a Manhattan.
You probably
and man, it was like I ingested a battery. It was one of the worst things I ever had in my life. I don't get it.
I'm convinced 90% of the people who drink like whiskey and bourbon do it just so they say they can.
I'm with you 100% because it takes a certain type too. You know that type who drink that crap.
Yeah.
They're all the wannabes.
Yes, I agree with that.
They make $100,000, but they want to hang out with the guys who make multi-millions, so they smoke the same cigars and drink the same battery acid. But I digress.
Okay, anyway, yes. So I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, let's normalize fruity drinks here. I'm all about it. So you want to talk about the you want to talk about the 50th, or you want to save that for the end and talk about all the other stuff you did?
Yeah, so we really didn't do that. I mean, so I guess the first day we kind of laid low a little bit just because we were just getting off the cruise, and we had a, I think it was about a 45-minute drive, 50-minute drive to get there.
Where'd you go, to Port Canaveral?
Yeah. But I will say we got an alert on our way there that our room was ready at 9:30 in the morning. So that was
– oh, that's a great feeling, isn't it?
That is.
Yeah. And we made a comment that it helped that we were staying at Saratoga because they have so many rooms that they were able to get us an early check-in.
In that place, you know, if that wasn't a DVC, they would have had that thing closed all COVID. Probably still be closed.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
They just have to keep it open. They're legally obligated to. But
yeah, so we spent most of the afternoon there, and we went over to Epcot because we had pass holder preview for Remy's that first day.
Oh, because that was like the day before it opened, right? Day or two?
Well, 2 days before it opened, I think, yeah. So yeah, we went there. We had a couple of the crepes at the crepery.
What'd you think of them?
So we had one. It was like butter and sugar and something like that, and it was phenomenal.
Wasn't that thing good?
But my wife had another one that had like ham and cheese or something like that, and it was kind of okay. It wasn't anywhere near as good as the butter sugar one.
Hmm. That was the quick serve, right? Not the
sit-down. Right. Okay. Yeah.
What'd you think of the ride?
It was okay. It felt like more of I guess you want to call it a people eater, that there's not really many rides at Epcot. And I think it's like, well, here's a ride. But I don't think I would wait more than a half hour to do it. If it said it was 20 minutes and it's like, hey, let's go, or let's go over here, it's only 20 minutes. So we go, okay, sure. It seemed quick. The ride seemed like it was over after a minute, it felt like. And again, they didn't use any animatronics or anything like that. I have a feeling that this ride was done in April, and they were like, oh, we need to open something up for the 50th. So let's wait until October to open this thing up. Because it sure didn't seem like it would take 3 years to build that thing. But it was cool. I mean, I guess for kids, if you've seen the movie, it'd be good.
Zach's a very harsh critic on the rides, I've noticed.
I am, because they put out rides like Rise of the Resistance and Flight of Passage. Like, I've seen them do stuff like that, so that whenever they come out with Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway and Remy's, it's kind of like, where did this come from?
See, I liked Remy. Mickey's Runaway, that is so garbage and cheap and just absolute trash to me. And if that's what they're going to do, which it sounds like they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't have a problem with them just throwing out rides. I think they need to do more lower tier. Like, not every ride has to be an e-ticket. You know,
I agree. And that's why I said it's good for Epcot, because they needed.
It shouldn't be screen based, everything they do from now on. It sounds like it's going to be. But that's
what that was.
I guess that's the point, because that was my biggest gripe with Toy Story Land, is they built this area for kids and every ride has a height restriction on it that they built. Yeah. Which is crazy. Yeah. Like, they didn't build kid rides. They didn't build like Fantasyland rides that. Like, it doesn't. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You could build a simple ride. Like, sometimes that's the best thing for families.
Just a quick FYI. Dusty Baker now has the mask off, so COVID is no longer an issue here in Game 5 of the World Series.
It's the third, top of the third inning. COVID is no longer an issue.
COVID is no longer. We'll let you know. It might come back in the fifth. We'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated. Atlanta is totally blowing this, aren't they?
Nah, they're taking a diarrhea right now.
So yeah, I mean, it wasn't as bad as Mickey and Minnie's, in my opinion, but it wasn't the greatest thing. There's still more things I'd rather do at Epcot than that.
Like, they need to build more Living with the Lands. type rides.
Oh, they'll never do that. Right. They'll never do that.
Like something that is a longer experience. It can eat a lot of people. It doesn't have an hour wait. It doesn't have to be like a crazy thrill ride. But you're right. They're not going to invest into that kind of stuff. If it's not IP, if it's not a screen, if it's not a thrill ride, they're not going to do it.
But it's going to say even like something like Frozen. I mean, it's an overlay of what they originally had, but they at least got it's more than just a screen. There.
Yeah. If they didn't have that original ride track, though, that attraction is not there. Not there. Yep. They're not going to invest that money. No way.
Yeah, so, that's what I mean. Thank goodness they scrapped the Spaceship Earth thing, huh? I can't imagine how they would have messed that thing up.
They would have figured out a way.
No, certainly.
They don't have any of their Imagineers working for them anymore.
That's true. They laid them all
off. Remember Joe Rohde, quote, retired, unquote?
Yeah, and then he got a job 2 days later.
Yeah, my sister-in-law was working on that project and was like,
Spaceship Earth, yeah.
Yep. So, but yeah, we went to Nine Dragons that night. Too. That was the first time we ate at Nine Dragons.
Right, what'd you think?
It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. And the portions were huge. I mean, literally huge.
It was.
If you wanted to get an order for whatever, I think I got the spicy honey chicken or something like that. But there was enough that you could eat in dinner and taken some back and had it for lunch the next day.
They don't do fried rice, though. That's the only thing that drives me nuts. They serve it with white rice.
I think you can ask for it, though.
Can you? Because
I think so.
White rice.
Because our daughter had something with fried rice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she had, like, whatever, just plain chicken with fried rice. So, I mean, I think if you wanted to probably say, hey, can I have fried rice instead of white rice, they'd probably do it for you for a buck or something.
Yeah, that's true. That's not too bad. So, I love Chinese food. Chinese food's like one of my favorite things. So I've always been tempted, but the quick serve over there, what is that? Lotus Cafe?
Blossom.
Lotus Blossom Cafe. All the quick serve meals come with white rice. Like you get the whatever it is, the honey chicken, and it comes with white rice, and that drives me nuts. I like fried rice is my favorite part of Chinese food.
So the other thing that happened that night was we ended up I don't know if it was that night or the next night, but we did get to see the Harmonious.
Oh yeah, the big
one. Before it came out. Yeah, before. How
was that? He's hesitating.
Yeah.
You can say it was garbage.
It wasn't garbage. I had no idea what was going on. I had no clue what was going on.
Is it just a bad fit there, or is it?
Yeah, so pretty much how they want to say it's Epcot, like it's in Epcot, is because a couple of the scenes they do the song in a different language.
Gotcha.
So like
that's original, huh?
What's going on here?
But it just didn't. So it was very interesting. At the very end of it, there was a guy in front of us that screamed something. It sounded like he said "hit the ball" or something like that, and it was right because they did the thing in Illuminations where they would shoot the fireworks out from like where the crowd stands, like out over top of the water.
Yeah.
So they were doing that from all over, and it sounded like he was screaming, "hit the ball." And I'm like, what the heck? Like he wants the, and as soon as the show ended, Spaceship Earth lit up. And that's whenever I realized he was yelling, "light the ball." And it got a ginormous ovation whenever they lit up Spaceship Earth with all the lights. And it was very weird to me that it's like, well, you put all your money into this fireworks show and hyped up this fireworks show, but people cared more about you lighting up Spaceship Earth.
Which that and does look awesome. The lighting package they came up with for Spaceship Earth looks amazing.
It was one of the best things I've seen Disney do in a long time.
But that's behind you if you're watching the show.
Right. So we watched it from like in between Japan and America.
Oh, so
but, you so we saw it whenever it happened.
Yeah.
But the whatever 3 or 2 or 3 minute show that they do for that was unbelievable. I mean, seriously, unbelievable.
But like 60% of the people watching are going to have their backs to it.
Correct. Now, I will say, so they do that, I think they do it every 15 minutes from 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock. And then after Harmonious, they do it again. Because it's only like a two or three minute show. But the fact that they were able to put that technology together was pretty awesome.
I've heard nothing but good things about that, but
yeah,
Harmonious kind of already fell off. Like, it came out, people belly ached about it, and now it's just an afterthought already.
Yep. Yeah, I haven't heard one person talk about Harmonious since whatever opening night.
That's too bad. They took away a great show, and then they replaced it with something that's just so generic and milquetoast that no one's going to care about it.
Well, not only that, but now you got these giant barges sitting in the water during the day.
Oh, just huge eyesores all day, yeah.
Right. So not only did we get a crap show, you get the barges to go along with it.
But at least they were able to shoehorn IP into it.
Right.
That's all that matters at the end of the day.
So I'm trying to think here what else. So we had a couple of days after that where we didn't really do very much. I mean, we went to Hollywood Studios. We went to Magic Kingdom a little bit for a couple of days. But yeah, if we want to get into the first, we can jump ahead to that, because there's a lot going on there. So we, on the, I guess, what is that, the 30th, September 30th, my wife and I were talking like, hey, what time do you think we should get over there so we can see everything? And we're like, you know, we should probably, we can head over to the bus stop at 7 or so, because I think they let resort guests in there a half hour early. So we can get in at 7:30. So it's like, okay, we'll head over to the bus stop at 7. So we woke up on the 1st and look outside, and you can see the bus stop from our room. And there are 70 people standing at the bus stop.
That sounds so awful, doesn't it?
So I go on social media and see that the hub is already full of people. It's 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, they let people in already.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so we're like, well, like, what do we do? And it's like, well, I guess we try to go over there. So we woke our daughter up and got dressed. And I think we got to the park at about 7:55 or so. And it was slammed full of people. I mean, just slammed. We heard from a couple of my wife's friends who were also travel agents that were there that at one point they had everybody kind of maybe like 40 or 50 feet back from the stage at the castle. And then all the cast members like let everybody go forward because they did like a welcome show type thing. And whenever the cast members let them go, they just bum rushed the castle. And people were literally getting like trampled, like people were getting run over.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Was this? I mean, did y'all have to do this for work, or like what was the thought process going into this? Because right now I'm starting to have an anxiety attack.
So we had talked about going to the 50th anniversary like 5 years ago, before my wife even started the travel agency stuff. So this was on our radar a long time ago. So I guess it was work related because she could make it work related, but we also were doing it for us type of thing. So yeah, that was one thing. The gift shops were just overloaded. The fact that you had to get you had to scan your phone to get a comeback time. If you wanted to go in the gift shop.
Just to buy something.
Or to get into a fist fight.
Yeah, not right only, over a tumbler.
And not only that, but you couldn't even get one. like the sign was up. It's like, oh yeah, we're out of comeback time.
Everything. Yeah.
And it's just like, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. What do you mean? I can't go in the gift shop the rest of the day. And they're like, oh, as of right now, no. It's like, what? So yeah, that was a nightmare. But I guess the other thing was, is if you weren't there to, I guess, just be there type of thing, you could have went on any ride you wanted to for a 10 or 15 minute wait.
Oh, really?
I mean, literally, because it was just all bloggers and vloggers and Pete. And, well, actually, Pete didn't even go in the park that day. But all those people that were just there to whatever, say they were there and wait in line for their 45 minutes for their popcorn bucket. And but, I mean, those people are nuts. So we actually left the park at 9:45 and went. We had breakfast at Chef Mickey's because our daughter just loves it there. So we ate breakfast there, and we went back to the hotel for a little while after that. And we wanted nothing to do with all of the people.
Now, how was breakfast? Because I know once upon a time it was a place that I wanted to check out. It has it gone back to the $75 and garbage?
Gary's
nodding that it has.
It's I think $50 or something like that. The food
a little more than the $16.50 at Shades of Green, isn't it?
I can't wait.
The food was still
pretty
good.
They don't have any Disney characters there, right. But
that's true. Good point.
That's what you're paying for there, because back whenever the resorts first opened up, it was $24 and it was the same amount of food. So you're literally paying.
Oh, those skillets look so damn good. I'm punching myself for not going.
Oh, you know, if you're going to eat breakfast there, you don't want to eat there anyway. You want to eat downstairs. So.
What do you mean? No. I know, but that wasn't an option a year ago is what I'm saying.
True.
Because Chef Mickey's is, again, one of the last places I will ever step foot in. But I looked at that menu and that price point. I said, now's the time, baby. Now's the time.
No characters, low price. That was your chance, and you didn't do it.
Yeah,
you didn't
pull the trigger. I didn't. No, I blew it.
So, yeah, we did that. Went back to the hotel for a while. I think we went to the park later in the afternoon.
Now, if you didn't have your daughter with you, would you have toughed it out and just, like, dug through the crowds? I imagine that had a lot to do with it.
A little bit, but not much.
Or just still miserable anyway.
So we ran into a family friend of mine works in marketing out in Burbank for Disney. And we just happened to run into her. And we asked her, we're like, are they doing anything special for all this stuff? And she's like, no, there's nothing planned. So they didn't have like a single whatever special show for that day or anything like that. So we're like, okay, there's no really reason for us to be here right now.
Yeah, just to say, but you were there.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. But like Chapek was there and Josh DeMero was there.
Were they working the cash registers?
Yeah. They were working the camera. The opposite side of the camera. But that's really all they were doing was just.
Would you play the Lightning Lane $15 if you could slap Chapek in the face?
It's kind of funny because he does just have that slappable face, doesn't slappable. He just looks like such a little weasel.
They're all weasels, but he looks the back part. Of his so
he looks the part. He looks the part.
Like Iger and even that DeMauro guy, you know they're all the same level of weasels, but Chapek just gets all the heat because he just looks like a complete.
You know who Chapek is?
He's like Lex Luthor from Superman.
No, he's a big doofus who like was best friends with one of the popular kids growing up, so he shoehorns himself into that popular group.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, he's just one of those. Like he's at the party, and you're like, "What, dude? What the hell is he doing here? He's a complete clown." That's my buddy when we were growing up and blah. You know, he's like squishing zits and picking his teeth. And so he's just everything about him is so slappable, isn't it?
He's very slappable.
I tried starting a Bobby Chapek chant, but my wife got really pissed at me about it. And she's like, you shouldn't.
I know you got to be careful because like it's like you're married to the Democratic nominee and like you're like a hardcore Republican. Who was it that they were big? James Carville?
Oh yeah,
and Mary Matlin.
Yeah,
exactly. yeah. You got the Disney Travel Agency, and then you're like, want to go poke Chapek in the back of the head,
start a fist fight with him. You ruined Epcot.
He did. They did. Oh, he killed Epcot.
What's Epcot?
Yeah, never been there. Never heard of it.
So yeah, I'm sorry, Mickey.
No, I was just gonna go back to it.
Yeah, so we went back later in the afternoon, and then left a little early. It was probably about 5. I think we had a dinner reservation at 5:30 at Steakhouse 71. We were able to get opening night a dinner reservation, and I don't know how to explain, but it's some of the best food that I've had at Disney. I'm not going to put it on like a Shula's level, but you don't pay that same price.
That's the thing. You know, everybody talks about, the steak wasn't that good. It was $24.
Right. I think so. We ordered a lot of food. I mean, we really did order a lot of food. We had three appetizers.
Did you get the bread? Did you get the bread? Because I know they make you pay for it, but it still looks well worth it. So you got the bread.
So I think
they don't bring you any bread.
No, there's no bread service.
You got to pay for it, huh?
No, so I think it was. I think
you're really completely out of the loop of what the hell's going on, aren't you?
But it was that pull apart bread. So I mean, it was really good, and then it came with a butter and then garlic. It was like garlic
tomato thing. Yeah,
it was very good. We had that, Caesar salad and, French onion soup. So we had technically three appetizers. Now my wife loved the French onion soup. I mean, loved it.
No, is she a French onion soup person?
She is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think she said it was the best that she's had down there.
Cause Shula's is pretty good.
Yeah. Shula's was good.
But
Grand Floridian Cafe is, as far as one service, is the best one that I've had.
She said it's better than that one.
Wow. Okay.
She said it was better than that one.
And I also think Le Chef's de France is really good too.
See, I had it, but that was so long I don't even remember. Yeah. To be honest, but yeah.
So yeah, we had that, and then for entrees, we actually each had the filet. I think what I had for sides, I had asparagus and some sort of the garlic mashed potatoes, I think. Mm. And then she had macaroni and cheese. They also had like, I think, four different sauces. So we just ordered extra ones.
Yeah. So I think your one is included, or you could buy the flight for like $6 or something.
Yeah. There were a few on there that we really didn't care for. So we just got some extra ones.
So you can also get them a la carte. Okay.
Right. So like, I think I had the red wine, and then the au poivre one, the peppered, whatever. And then she had the signature Steakhouse 71.
This is messing me up. Cause you know what else I heard? Cause like they're trying to bring back like menus from the '70s.
Yeah.
The potatoes au gratin. I'll tell you, I haven't had that since I was a kid. So somebody told me that it was to die for, and you would never in a million years get me to order potatoes au gratin in a restaurant.
The Wave used to have them as well, so they carried it over. Yep. If you got the steak at the Wave, that's what your side was. So yeah, we had that, and it was phenomenal. I mean, it really was.
Is it so good where they're going to turn it into a two service? Like soon, you think?
Yeah, it's going to be too popular. It's too popular already, and it's too cheap.
I don't know if they'll turn it into a two, but I have a feeling they'll probably raise the price on it.
They can't turn it into a two because they already have a two, and then they have a buffet. Right. They got to have a one at a deluxe resort. So,
right. So I could just see them raising the price a little bit.
Yeah, that could be. That might be their way around it.
But I really want to have lunch there.
Oh, so do I. What are you thinking, Parts?
The lunch appeals to me more than the dinner. I remember going
over to my No.
So either the burger there,
yeah,
or I think they had like steak frites or something.
Mm-hmm. I heard that was to die for with the chimichurri. I also want to do the Salisbury because all I've had in my life are gas station Salisbury steaks.
Frozen ones,
yeah, so I want to know what a regular Salisbury steak's all about, just like on a curiosity level.
But even like the breakfast there, we ran into Peter in the morning.
Peter, who's Peter? Peter, who's Peter?
Peter Werner.
Pete Werner.
Oh, Peter. Peter. You ran into him.
So we ran into him.
Now, who initiated the conversation? Was it you?
Probably not Pete. I would imagine.
No. I didn't. So how did it go? What'd you say? Hey, Pete, or did you add an R? Because you kind of almost want to do it. Hey, Peter, and see if he acknowledges.
No, there was no R.
Peter. No. So hey, Pete, and he turned around, huh?
Yeah. Well, he was just sitting on the bench outside of Contemporary,
chain smoking.
So we were walking by.
In the front or in the back?
In the back.
So why were you walking in through the back?
So we had breakfast at Chef Mickey's. So we were just walking.
Oh, you were just walking around the grounds.
Yeah, right.
And you ran into Peter. Okay.
Yeah. So we asked him, we was like, hey, how was it? And he's like, the breakfast. No, your smokes. And he started going off about how it was, they had a prime rib hash.
Yeah. Billy's messing around on his phone. He just looked up for a second.
So after hearing about that, it's like, oh, I wonder how good their breakfast is too.
Oh God, it sounds so good. I'm so messed up right now.
So you didn't have the breakfast. You just talked to Pete about it. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
What does Pete smoke?
Will you ever find out? No, he said menthols. I think he's
a menthol. Aren't those illegal now or just
Newports? Newport menthols or Marlboro Green? Is that the Marlboro Green? The menthols?
Marlboro has a menthol too.
They used to.
That used to be the worst when you go to the bars and you'd be jonesing a smoke and all I got is a menthol and you're like, I'm messed up enough. I can do a menthol. Oh, that on top of 14 beers. Ooh, did you roar?
Nothing like having a prime rib hash and then a heater right after it.
Oh, it's got to be. That's the breakfast of champions right there.
Were you able to catch a whiff? I'm so curious. Haven't I always asked? Didn't I always ask you, Gary?
The only thing you've never wanted to do is have a smoke with Pete.
I've always just said that. If the opportunity arises, would you have a smoke with Peter? And Gary always says no.
Would you have asked to bum a smoke off him if you just bumped into him?
It's just kind of like those things. It's like kind of like having a last beer with your old man. It's just one of those things. You got to have a smoke with Pete. That's my feeling. Maybe go get a couple coffee, Sam. Going up to the Contempo Cafe. How do you take it, Pete? I'll be down in 5. Let's have a heater. Yeah, I would have.
Would you bum one off, or would you like go to the gift shop and buy a pack for yourself?
Nah, they're like $15. The ones that me and Schaefer split a couple years ago. Killed me.
Yeah, but he might not want to give you one. He seems like he wouldn't. He wouldn't give you one.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he might.
Can I bum one off you? No. So Steakhouse 71, you had high expectations and it blew them out of the water.
I was gonna say it was above that.
So a good quality filet mignon, huh?
Yeah.
Because sometimes the cheaper ones have just a little bit of fat, or it's a little chewy, but it was good, huh?
It was good. It was cooked perfectly. And it was $38 for that and a side dish and a sauce.
That is pretty insane. I mean, that's so insane.
For Disney? Yeah, of course.
I mean, to think if you would go over to whatever.
Shula's, that would have been $68 at least.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say go over to Narcoozie's or Citrico's or something like that. It's going to be that much money.
And from what I've seen, too, I've seen the interior looks absolutely beautiful. They did a hell of a job opening up that bar area.
Yep.
Whereas the Wave, they always said it was just kind of a wall. And
I was going to say, I liked the bar at the Wave. The bar was nice there?
Yep. I think they actually made it better.
Oh, really? Yeah, they opened up, you know, that back wall?
Yeah.
You know, the wall that faces the restaurant? I heard that they just opened that up. So
it's glass. It's not completely open, but it makes the room seem bigger, but it also keeps the sound kind of down. But yeah, the bar area is really nice.
Does it have a good 70s vibe, or is it?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yep. Yeah, our waitress was really good. She talked about the history of Walt Disney World, about how certain things that were on the menu were either like Walt's favorites, or they had a drink.
You don't remember who you had, do you?
No. If you showed me a picture of her, I could pick her out.
I'll find you a picture. All right, continue talking.
But yeah, they were talking about there was a drink on the menu that I ended up getting. But she said it was because of the workers. It was like some orange grove thing that, since they were bulldozing all the orange groves down, that they would pick all the oranges and then mix it with whatever alcohol they had available and turn it into a drink like that. So they put that on the menu. And just little things like that that she knew, and they had a big story about it. And it was really good.
So the amount of work they put into this restaurant and the lobby, and they just did those rooms with the Incredibles just to totally undermine themselves.
Yeah.
That's what
they didn't even finish.
That's what drives you nuts, though, is like the stuff when they do it good, they do it so good. Mm-hmm. And then when they half-ass something, you're like, why can't they just do everything good?
Yep.
It's hard to justify. Because you know they could do it with everything.
Yeah, they set the bar there, and it's like, well, just do that every time.
What else? Do you have anything else you want to talk about on this trip? Anything else jump out at you?
Nothing. We didn't really do anything else other than that.
Did you see the new Magic Kingdom fireworks?
I did not. No. My wife went and saw it. She thought it was really good. I only saw it online, and I was kind of like, what the hell just happened? Type of thing.
It's hard to see, like, watch something like that online and get a good feel for it, though.
And that's what she said, too. She said she saw it on the internet first. It was kind of pissed that they got rid of the old one. And then she saw it in person, was like, well, it was really good. So I don't want to make any judgment, I guess, until I see it in person.
Yeah. Mike, do you have any more questions for Zach?
No.
All right. Well, I think we'll take our second break here and we can wrap things up in just a minute. We are back from break. Episode number 397 is in the books. That one faded out, Bill.
Yeah,
you're killing
me. I nailed that one, didn't I? Nailed it. Episode 397 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast in the books. Talked about Zach's 50th.
That's Zach. I'm trying to.
That's not.
Yeah, it's not working.
Why, she works over there now?
From Victoria, yeah, she's over there. She went from Victoria and Albert's over to
Shorter lady.
Yeah, it's a shorter one on the right.
Send it to me in a message.
All right, because her and her husband worked as a duo at Victoria and Albert's, and now she's over there. And I heard she's phenomenal.
We did have a shorter lady.
She was an unbelievable. Both of them were. I mean, unbelievable.
Any final thoughts, Zach? Anything else that you got to do for the first time but that you hadn't mentioned? Sounds like you pretty much got
everything. There really wasn't that much new.
What'd you do at the Springs? anything in particular, or just kind of ate?
No, we walked up to the boathouse and had dinner there.
Boathouse is solid.
So I just got your picture. Which one am I looking at?
The one on the right, the one to the left of me.
It might have been her. I really think it might have been.
Yep. When you were talking about how she was describing stuff, I'm like, yep, that was her.
So, but yeah, I mean,
might have to actually go through your receipts.
We really didn't do that much new stuff this trip, especially with it being the 50th. You think there would be a whole bunch of new stuff, but
right. Remember like 3 or 4 years ago when they said they were going to have 50 new things for the 50th?
Yeah, they put out 50 gold statues of characters.
They did that instead, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they...
COVID happened, guys. COVID, know, stop. Give them a break, will you?
Uh-huh. Yep. So,
it's amazing, though, how they could make the entrance to Epcot so much better and like Spaceship Earth, but everything else... they kind of mess it. Well, you said Mouse Gear looks good, though. What do they call it now?
Yeah, so it was Creations Shop.
Yeah.
That was open when we were there. Now, and it just felt like a big Target.
See, Mike liked it, though. He said he loved it.
I didn't go inside. Just from the outside.
Oh, you didn't even go in. All right. I thought you
did not go in.
I will say they had a lot of Epcot exclusive merchandise, like Epcot only type of stuff. That was really cool. But other than that, it just felt like...
the same.
No, well, no. I heard it's a terrible gift shop. Actually,
so Mouse Gears was it had a theme, and it felt like you were in not a Target type of thing. I'm not surprised, but it took them a year and a half to build that type of thing.
Yeah. Where it felt so like it basically looks like the lights. It looks like the store in Disney Springs now, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Only it took them a year and a half to do this.
Yeah. That's too bad. I love Mouse Gears too. Anyway. So it sounds like it was nice to be able to say you were there for the 50th, but to actually be in the Magic Kingdom that day probably wasn't worth it.
No, I mean, it was funny. We were making jokes that as we were waiting for our bus in the morning, it's like, whoa, what happens if we would have just went over to Hollywood Studios or went over to Animal Kingdom?
Probably would have been dead, right?
There was nobody there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we can say we were there, but that's about it.
That's about it. You didn't get anything for it, right? They had, like, a special map, right?
Yeah, we got a couple of the maps, and then we got a poster whenever we were leaving. My wife got it framed. I don't know if it's in here now. I actually have a map here. Hold on.
Nope. Sounds like our holding music right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I mean, that's nice.
Yeah.
But they're going to have that for the whole year. We lost you. Right. I think your microphone came unplugged.
Oh.
But either way, yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
it is what it is.
Right.
Well, at least Saratoga was good, and you got to do a few things that were... Steakhouse 71 lived up to it.
No, I mean, I could go and spend 4 or 5 days and just hang out at Saratoga and go to that pool. And even the main pool is really nice there, too. I mean, you could spend a lot of time at that resort and just walk over to Springs and spend 4 or 5 days there, 3 or 4 or 5 days there.
Yeah, that actually sounds pretty nice.
And add on that Lake Buena Vista Golf Course is there. I mean, the pro
hit up for driver range. Yeah. Can you just go hit a bucket of balls? Like, go in and just...
I think if you wanted
of course you can. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, go hit some balls.
Hit some balls. Try to sneak out onto, like, the fifth hole. Just start walking. What are you doing out here?
Wouldn't that be great? You want me to try to do that at the Magnolia tomorrow?
To sneak out?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to play Oak Trail, maybe.
Yeah, I think I'm going to play Oak Trail. I'm going to get one of those push carts.
Oh, you love that thing.
Yeah, then I'll be done. I'll end up getting one.
go out and snap hook one into somebody's balcony.
We've done that. It was a slice, though.
No, not we. I did. I smoked a roof at Old Key West.
I think it was our building.
Oh, it was loud. It was so loud, wasn't it?
The metal roof.
Oh, that thing.
Far right.
I think I did yell far right, too, just in case there were people having Bloody Marys. Oh, it was loud.
That was bad.
As soon as it came off the head, you're just waiting because you know something bad's going to happen.
That's what we do, like, lift your shoulders, just wait for the noise. Like, then you hear it. That's not good. It's like when you smoke one into the parking lot, you're waiting to hear, like, glass or somebody's car.
I have a... It's so stupid, isn't it?
But it's universal, isn't it? When you do that, everyone's like... they're just waiting to hear the noise.
Rossini shanked one on 18, 17 or 18 this weekend. And he goes, oh, Mike, I just shanked. I go, Bill, I'm not done playing. Don't say that word. I'm telling you, man, that is the most addictive. That thing is so awful.
That's more contagious than the Delta variant, isn't
it? Oh, it's way more contagious. You'll be on the range and you're grooving. And you see somebody just shank one over the cart barn, and then all of a sudden you just start hosel
three,
rocking.
Three in a row.
Like, what the heck? Like,
into the net. Oh, no. What happened?
You do. The first one, you say, oh, no. Like, you don't – you're not even angry. You don't go, mother effer.
Black. No, no.
It's the oh, no, because you're just so concerned. Oh, no. And you kind of do it, like, under the cuff, right? Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Because it's the only thing that makes you – it could make you walk off the golf course after two because you've lost 14 balls.
Yeah.
You're 30 over.
You're worried about killing somebody. Make sure you're behind me, guys. This could go anywhere. It's the worst thing to joke about because it could happen at any time.
You can't joke about that. I don't like saying that word.
It's a bad word. Well, on that note, I guess we should wrap things up for this week.
Let me just ask one last question.
Sure, go ahead.
So after this experience, Zach, would you cruise or land?
I didn't even leave there yet, and I was like, I need to get back on a boat.
So you would. This was your first cruise. Uh-huh. You'd rather Disney cruise than go to Disney?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That is pretty nuts.
I mean, just the overall experience and just everything, putting it all together. You get the Disney service that you grew up knowing.
Yeah, that used to happen over at the park.
Right. To get it now,
right? I guess that
9 miles into the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
No, they said Vero has it too. They said their non-park DVCs still have the experience.
Well, yep. Did you feel that when you went to Vero?
Oh my God! The bartenders and the servers were so much better than what you get now.
A different level. It's interesting.
No, I think I would do a 4-night one cruise if I went back.
That's what I plan on doing because I polled our group and everybody says do the 2 nights at Castaway.
Yeah.
I totally think.
Yeah, that island is unbelievable.
Well, because I want to do all the activities.
But then you want a relaxing day.
But then I want to do the cabana parts, and I looked at the prices, and they're ridiculous.
Is that like $300-$500, something like that?
I
think it's like $580 something.
Jeez,
whatever for a day.
That's a lot. Can you just like weasel into one? Like no one's using it. Can I just use it for the day?
I think they sell out with
it. I think they sell out. Yeah.
Oh,
I think
really?
They sell out. Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. It's not like what you see like at the resorts. It's like beachfront property. So you have hammocks and you have chase lounges and then you have like a little gate where you walk to the like your beach area where you have chase lounges and you have a couch inside. It's just mad daddy.
When you get off the boat, there's probably a 15-minute walk to get to like the beach area type of thing. But if you have one of the cabanas. As soon as you get off, they have like golf carts waiting for you that drive you.
Take you right over this.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, of course.
You're just waving at all the poor people.
Yeah.
And those are the people that pass out full Snickers bars on Halloween.
That's right. Yeah. If I didn't do that, I could have.
No doubt. Those are the ones who pass out the full candy bars.
Full bars.
They're in the cabanas doing the sideways golf waves. Full size bars.
See how you doing? How's your
suckers?
Mom?
Yeah.
I hand out those full bars like the wedding scene in Goodfellas. Remember they give like the envelopes full of cash at the wedding and good.
Oh yeah. Now, did you buy those in bulk?
I got them on Amazon. Yeah, so they came in like a mix pack. Wasn't too bad. Less than $1 per bar. Put it that way.
Yeah, and if you got good kids.
Yeah, it cost, I spent like $60 on 60 of them.
Big deal.
Yeah, I mean, if I had 600 kids come trick-or-treat at my house, I wouldn't be getting full-size candy bars, put it that way.
The problem is, Pudge, don't go back to that next year because now the word's out. Mm-hmm. And now with social media, we're going to get people from Pawtucket and they're going to be coming from southeastern Massachusetts to this neighborhood to get a full bar.
You have
no doubt.
Places, but yeah, I came from the river.
Oh, you're going to get all sorts of... Now, that would be the coolest thing, though, if you could like get like a out-of-state license plates. You see like New York pulling up.
Huh? New Mexico? That's pretty far.
What's the best you've got? New Mexico. Oh.
All right. That's going to do it for this week's episode number 397. You know where to find us online. Search for WDW Beyond the Gates YouTube, everywhere you go, where you download podcasts. Zach, you want to plug the travel agency here?
Yeah. If you want to hit up my wife, she can help you plan your next Disney vacation, Disney Cruise Line vacation or Universal vacation at no additional cost. You can find her on Facebook at Rachel Tilvis, Small World Big Fun.
All right. Very good. Thanks for joining us once again, Zach. We appreciate it.
Yep.
And that's going to do it for episode number 397 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. For my co-host, Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. MIC.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-R.